Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. New suicide prevention programming is launching in early April to provide women in Northumberland County with skills and support services to help address mental health challenges. Esther Inglis says she was inspired to create Deb's Circle after her daughter died by suicide in November 2017.
My daughter, Deb, died by suicide in November 2017. And after she died, I mean, the words mental health to me, to be honest, were like two words in the abstract. They were like, eh. So it's not something I thought about very much, but after she died, and just prior to her death, when I realized that she was in mental distress, I really started to try to find out as much as I can what takes a person there, and are there signs that you could see, or are there things that you can do, more importantly, to try to not get to that spot. So at a certain level, some of what we are doing at Deb's Circle is suicide prevention, and I'm going to call it very, very early stage. We're not a crisis center. So with life, and, you know, I've certainly experienced it, particularly after my daughter died, you struggle, you get to dark places, and you need or want somebody to talk to that might understand, or mechanisms, coping mechanisms that will help you get through that dark spot. Those are the kinds of things that were sort of in my mind as I thought about what we could do to support women's mental wellness. And out of all that, Deb's Circle came about. So she died. I did a presentation at the Canadian Mental Health Association that brought home the awareness to me that there were many groups and many people looking at mental health issues, thinking and working on mental health issues, but it was a very sort of fragmented approach. What I am hoping to do here, and it's strictly women's mental health, is provide, if you will, a warm, comforting place where women can come and start to learn how to deal with, and I'm going to use the words early stage again, early stage anxiety, depression, before it becomes to that stage where you have to seek, you know, health and hospitalization and you're truly suicidal. So that's sort of, if that makes sense, what I just said.
What is some of the programming that Deb's Circle is going to offer women?
Yes. So we got a building, and, you know, there's a little bit of story behind getting the building, but I didn't know how my, if you will, advocacy, what form it would take, what it would look like. But I thought about, you know, is it possible to get a space? And, you know, I thought about renting church space and things like that. But anyways, this building came about, and we were able to acquire it, and it's not even 6 months ago that we did so, and then shortly after we got it, we took on some renovations. So it's all very, very new. We also, at the same time, started a not-for-profit and had to set up a board, and then we were also able to set up a charity with that. So it's a not-for-profit charitable organization, and so the idea is, through, if you will, artistic expression, that women can develop some coping mechanisms that will allow them to move from beyond this space of anxiety, you know, feeling blue, feeling lost, feeling like they can't cope. So that's sort of where we were at, and what we are offering is what we call therapeutic programming, and one of the things we're offering is very simple, morning coffee dropping in. You want to chat, you know, and a lot of people are dealing with loss. Even now, loss of what might be Canada. I mean, that's a biggie, but, you know, what all that means and all the emotions that you're going through. But there's job losses and divorce, that's a loss, and loss of children and death and grief, all of those losses that people are coping with today. How can we express ourselves and get past these losses? Well, we have drop-in coffee where we can talk to each other, providing a community, a compassionate community. We have grief support groups and songwriting therapy and different therapies, songwriting therapy, art therapy, yoga therapy, dance therapy, and we are looking at other programs such as like drumming circles and so on, that all of these creative therapies, these creative therapeutic programs will be a way to not only connect with other people, but share your stories, but find a way, a coping mechanism, if you will, to move forward with your life.
Now, Esther, when is Deb's Place launching, and when can we start to see some programming?
Programming starts April the 4th. So we have a website, debcircle.org. We have a Facebook page, Deb Circle. And so the first program is what we call gentle yoga. So that is a six-week program. We also have the grief and songwriting, as well as art therapy. Those are starting the following week. And then the morning coffee starts April the 19th, which is sort of Easter weekend. So those are the kinds of things. We are also looking to add art classes. Those will be paid programs, so all our programs are free. If you want to take art classes, however, they will be put on by professional artists. And I should say that the programs that we're offering that are free are also run by professionals. So we've got a social worker with her own social worker practice, Maureen Pollard. She will be doing a couple of our programs. We've got Jen Pridham, who is doing the yoga therapy programs. And then we've got Dr. Justine Dembo, who is a psychiatrist and is offering creative dance program. So that's the sort of thing that we're offering. So these are very, very worthwhile programs that people can get involved with, as I said, run by professionals and free of charge. And the objective is to get them away out of that, if you will, dark space, or a space that it's looking, that it's going to be a little bit dark, to get them out of that and to get them into light and to build resilience and to build hope and to make them feel like normal functioning members of society again.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.